Well, the heat is on again over the next couple of days. Less rain, fewer clouds. That equals hotter temperatures in what, again, is now the midst of our hottest temperatures of the year on average, all the way through August 10th now. We have to suffer through the heat, the humidity, and the feel-like temperatures that are in the triple digits. But we will survive, won't we? We will live to stand another day, as temperatures today will reach the low to mid-90s. It'll be partly sunny. An isolated brief shower or storm inland starts out closer to I-95, midday into the early afternoon hours, then shifts well inland so that by late afternoon, the activity is far to the west of Jacksonville. And even where it forms, it's hit and miss. Now, it can be heavy for a time, but it's very hit and miss. And same story tomorrow, and temperatures even several degrees warmer, at least the mid-90s. A few spots west of I-95 may make a run toward the century mark tomorrow. And, of course, feel-like temperatures will be well above 100 degrees. But fear not, there's a better chance for some rain again by the time we get to Friday and into the weekend. We'll start to see better coverage, and so that everybody gets in on some rain during that three-day period, and in some cases a lot. It's very similar to what we had back over the past weekend and started late last week on Friday. In fact, I'm calling now our wet season officially underway. Started on Friday, July 1st, about a month late this year, unfortunately. And what it means is that the coverage of rainfall was substantial for several days in a row, not related to any frontal systems, simply the sea breeze becoming active with the hot temperatures. And so our wet season appears to be underway. And having said that, we've gone dry, of course, the last couple of days, drier. It's not been completely dry and will be now the next couple of days before the rain and storms pick up again in the afternoon hours Friday, right on into the weekend. So plan accordingly as we move toward that wetter pattern again late in the week and the weekend. Jack's Beach Pier reopening this morning. Big deal, right? You know, there's a history of hurricanes in our Jack's Beach Pier. 1999, Hurricane Floyd pretty seriously damaged the pier, which, by the way, was originally built in 1960. So 39 years later, Hurricane Floyd, which was not a direct hit, the ice stayed well offshore, but the wave action caused considerable damage. It was rebuilt finally in 2004, so that took a solid 5 years. And then we got to Matthew in 2016, which did a good deal of damage to the pier, and then Irma kind of polished it off, so to speak, in 2017. And now, of course, almost 5 years later, reopening, hopefully bigger, better, and stronger than ever. In the tropics, speaking of tropical systems at our Jack's Beach Pier, we don't have anything cooking, nothing brewing over the Atlantic Basin. Really good news. We had Bonnie, of course, which developed late last week, moved across the skinny part of Central America, including Costa Rica, over the weekend. A very short trip, didn't have any problem re-strengthening over the East Pacific, has become a hurricane, but is moving away from any land areas. It maintained its name because it was clearly and obviously the same storm. Some people have asked about Alex back at the beginning of the season and why that wasn't still the storm that there was some confusion. The storm started, Agnes started in the eastern portions of the Pacific. It moved into Central America, and it actually dissipated. It did not survive its passage over the Mexican mountains. Now, some tropical moisture may have been left and even a little bit of upper-level energy to help out with what eventually became Alex, but that didn't happen until it got east of Florida. It was a trackable system before that over the Gulf of Mexico, but it was a completely new system, and therefore it was called, used the start the Atlantic season names, which was Alex. And of course, we also briefly had Colin over the weekend, questionable as to whether or not that ever truly was a tropical storm, but it was deemed a tropical storm inland Saturday morning on the north near the North Carolina coast, lasted about 24 hours. So it was a shorty just like Alex was, and like we had a number of those from last year. In other words, systems and storms that did not last very long. But in good shape now in the tropics, always more. Talking the tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Authority weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.